Chambers and our guests in the gallery, please rise for our prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From Native Nine Psalm, we hear, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. In a day of remembering the path we have traveled and how our lives were changed by 9/11, we remember those who were lost that day and grieve what was lost, and you have comforted us. Yet we are, because of you, a people of hope, and we have rebuilt and grown stronger by those who thought they would break our spirit. You, O Lord, continue to meet our coming in and going out, crossing our path and walking beside us in whatever a day may bring to us. Your path leads us and we follow it, and you pave the ground before us so we might do what is required and we may rejoice in the opportunity to serve. We will do whatever you ask, O Lord, because in your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle-Nadal, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Koenig, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
A quorum has been established. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, 99th General Assembly of the State of Missouri, first extra session of the second regular session, first day, Monday.
Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same approved as if fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the second district. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the seventh.
Can I get a moment of personal privilege?
Senator from the 7th requests a moment of personal privilege. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I just wanted to take a brief moment and thank the doctors and staff at the University of Missouri Hospital, especially Ellis Fischel Cancer Center. Like 55,000 Americans across the country this year, my family was struck with the news 2 weeks ago that my mother was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, adenocarcinoma. And when that happens to you, you know, everything kind of stops and you start to really evaluate the things that are important to you and how you're going to spend what time you have left with each other. And it puts things in perspective. It certainly has for our family. But when that tragedy strikes, the only thing you can do is start to research your way through it, to begin to ask where the plan is to navigate these rough waters. And we went to the Mayo Clinic for a week. We talked to KU Med for a time, and my mom really felt at home at the University of Missouri. And I'm proud of our system. I'm proud that the care that they're going to provide her. She starts her chemo today, as a matter of fact. When we break here, I'm going to go see her in Columbia. And, you know, we're hopeful that on the bell curve, the average life expectancy is somewhere around 11 months with good chemo. But you'll have folks who will pass in the first three, and then you'll have folks who will make it 5 years, and 5% make it to 5 years, and we're just going to keep asking, why not us? You know, why not us be the 5%? So my mom's ready to fight. She's willing to do it, and we're just going to stay on that plan, and I just wanted to take a minute to thank everybody for their thoughts and prayers, and thank the University of Missouri for its care. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. We are on the motion from the Senator from the 2nd District for approving of the journal. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The journal is approved. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Andrew Havranek of KY3KSPR has been granted permission to do video photography of this day's proceedings.
Thank you, Senator. That will be noted. Introduction of guests. Senator from Barton, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. On your left and to my right, I have a very special guest from Raymore out of my district. Mrs. Kim Bailey. Kim is here, been calling on some of my colleagues today because she has been appointed by Governor Parson to the State Board of Education. She is a clinical psychologist. She has a lot of education background in private as well as public. She's currently the president of the RAPEC School Board, and I would be happy if the body would welcome her and then would support her in her confirmation.
If the Senate could make the guests of the Senator from Barton feel welcome to Senator Chambers, let's give her applause. Senator from Buchanan. Thank you, Senator. That's an appropriate comment.
Thank you. Mr. President, on your left and on my right is my former senator, Senator Charlie Shields, and he is also a former pro tem of the Senate, and he's the head of the, I guess, the chairman of the State Board of Education, and has a huge resume that we couldn't even possibly read. And I would ask that the Senate make him feel welcome.
Let's make the guest from the Senator from Buchanan, former President Pro Tem Charlie Shields, feel welcome in the Senate chamber again. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from the 13th, what reason do you rise?
Mr. President, I have a resolution.
Send your resolution forward. Senator, would you like the resolution read?
Yes, Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, please read the resolution. Senator, I understand that resolution will be referred to the Rules Committee. It will be printed in the journal, but if you'd like to explain your resolution.
There's no explanation necessary. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. I would request a point of personal privilege from the chair. I would request that the senators and our guests, both in the gallery and on the floor, join me in a moment of silence of the victims from 17 years ago at the attacks in Washington, D.C., Pennsylvania, and New York City in honor of the 9/11 victims and the first responders who assisted in those efforts. Thank you. Senator from the second.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 1.
Senate Bill 1, an act relating to computer science education.
Economic development.
Senator from the second.
Without objection, would you go back to the order of business of introduction of guests?
Hearing no objection, Senator will go back to the order of business of introduction of guests. Senator from Greene County.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right and our left is a family seated on the bench that is actually here for the employee recognition ceremony that's going to take place when we adjourn. But I would like to introduce them all as guests. Keith Ray Mackey has worked for my office for 5 years, but that's really just the short story, if you will. His wife, Marcia, who is an agent with the office that I am an agent with in Springfield, is with him, as well as their two sons, Tristan and Atticus. And I'd ask that they be made welcome as guests of the Missouri Senate today, and also if we could show appreciation for his 5 years of frankly putting up with me in the office. Thank you, Mr. President.
Especially for the 5 years of putting up with the Senator from Greene. Can the Senate welcome the guests of the Senator from Greene to our chambers today? Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I'd ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. In a moment, I will be making an adjournment motion, but today, following the session, there will be a Senate employee recognition ceremony here in the Senate chamber immediately following session. And tomorrow, we will have the Senate retirement tribute here in the Senate chamber beginning at 9 a.m. The public is welcome to attend. Veto session will convene tomorrow per the Constitution at noon. And for the benefit of the body, the extra session tomorrow, Wednesday, will begin at 1 p.m. Take in House bills. You are more than welcome to join us for that extra session, but no bills will be taken in at that time.
Thank you, Senator. We are on the business of announcements. Announcements. I would remind the body that photography on the Senate floor is not allowed while the Senate is in session, including the staff from the Senator from Andrew County. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 1 p.m. Wednesday, September 12th, 2018.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the second. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until 1 p.m. Wednesday, September 12th.